When I was in my 20s, pastoring a small church and praying for revival, I had an abundance of spiritual ambition. I despised mediocrity and sought with all my heart to accomplish great things for God. I read the biographies of the greatest ministers in the history of the church and passionately sought to emulate them. I was a pretty fair preacher in those days, and the compliments I received from my congregation fed the flames of my ambition, and I gave myself more and more to seeking a ministry that would not merely be successful, but phenomenal. I wanted it all in those days, to be a great pastor with a huge church, a great evangelist preaching to hundreds of thousands of people, with a dynamic healing ministry thrown in, and perhaps a Bible college as well. Well, why not? Did not my Bible tell me that if we abide in Jesus, we could ask whatever we desired and it would be done for us? Did not Jesus declare that all who ask receive, those who seek find, and to those who knock the door will come flying open? With enough faith and enough work and enough prayer and enough Bible reading and memorization, why should I not receive all these desires of my heart? In addition to this, Jesus has promised that if we'd abide in Him, we would bear much fruit. Not a little fruit or some fruit, but much fruit. At the time I first really got hold of this abider's promise, the church that I pastored had about 50 or 60 people attending on Sunday mornings. But I was certain that if I stayed true to my quest, the sky was the limit. I prayed, I fasted, I read the Bible in huge chunks, and I memorized great numbers of scriptures, along with continuing to read biographies of all the great heroes of the faith. It didn't quite work out the way I thought. It took decades for me to totally embrace the idea that I would never be a combination of Billy Graham, D.L. Moody, Charles Spurgeon, Catherine Kuhlman, and George Whitfield. No matter how hard I tried, no matter how long I prayed, no matter how much time I spent in the scriptures, I still ended up being, well, Dennis. To be sure, I had certain ministry gifts in my life, but they were never quite as large or impressive or world-transforming as I wished they were. I pastored one other church, and like the first, the congregation failed to ever grow to 100 people on Sunday morning. I've engaged in evangelistic meetings in Africa, and I have seen success, but my audiences have usually been in the hundreds or occasionally in the thousands of people, never in the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, as I hoped they would be. Strangely, the largest area of ministry has turned out to be through YouTube, where my Beat Diabetes channel has over 100,000 subscribers and reaches people all over the world. Recently, I interviewed, over the phone, an oil rig worker from Scotland and an interior decorator from Oman. Both shared that my diabetes YouTube ministry had been a tremendous help to them in getting their numbers from extremely high diabetic levels down into the normal range. It is gratifying for me to see how the Lord uses this, and I make an effort to let everyone know this is a Christian ministry. But that's not what I ever envisioned for myself in those early days. Through my 40 years of ministry in pastoring, evangelism, Christian radio, Christian television, and producing videos for YouTube, I have learned a few lessons about ambition and allowing God to be God in our lives. The lessons are simple, they're not too complicated, but they are indispensable for all of us. The first thing I've learned is that we cannot do everything. I know that sounds overly obvious, but some of us really need to see this. In my early Christian years, I wanted to do it all, from pastoring to evangelism to having a healing ministry to establishing a Bible college. And if you gave me enough time, I would have come up with more things still. 40 years later, I realized this was never even remotely possible. It's far better to do one or two things well than six or seven things not so well. It turned out that I really was not a gifted pastor. I could preach pretty well, but pastoring is a whole lot more than preaching. I truly believe I've been called to be an evangelist, but not at the Billy Graham level. I've engaged in numerous African missions. People give their lives to Jesus, and we see the Holy Spirit work wonderfully, but I've given up on the idea of filling sports stadiums with 50 or 70,000 people. Another lesson that I've learned is that I cannot reach everybody. Some people respond well to my ministry, others don't. It's not my job to convert the entire world or reach every category of people. I can reach some, however. Just because I cannot reach all people is no excuse for not making an effort to reach the ones that I can. I am very thankful for our many African missions that we've done over the years, and for the men, women, and children who've given their lives to Jesus. One young man who received Christ in my very first meeting in Kenya is now a pastor, and he's helping others to find Jesus, and that gives me a lot of joy. I've come to realize that these simple thoughts, first, that we cannot do everything, and second, that we cannot reach everybody, are lessons that every Christian needs to embrace, regardless of whether one is a preacher or exercises any other type of ministry. The truth is, it is not our job to reach everyone. It is our job to do what Christ has called us to do, to be what He's called us to be, and to bless the people He's ordained for us to bless. And that's it. If we do this, whether we touch tens of thousands or just tens, we are a success in the eyes of God. Knowing this takes the pressure off and makes life a little more pleasant. We can take some time off sometimes and enjoy the many blessings God has already given us. We don't have to live with our eyes constantly on some imaginary future glory. We should seek for much fruit, of course. This is precisely what Jesus promised to those who abide in Him. But we must give God the prerogative of determining what that much fruit looks like. And often it will look a bit different, or maybe a whole lot different from how we saw it in our early days in Christ. Our job is simply to stay close to Jesus, to abide in Him daily, and to let Him be the focus of our lives. He will direct us, and He will determine whether we turn out to be an orange tree, an apple tree, or a mango tree. And as He makes His will and His plans known to us, we follow Him. We don't waste time pouting over doors He's closed or dreams He's quenched. Instead, we watch for the doors He is opening and the new dreams that He's placing in our hearts. In the end, it will always be, not my will, but thine be done. And with that, we will be content. We can't do it all, but we can do something. We can't be it all, but we can be something in Christ. And we can't reach everybody, but we can reach a few, bless a few, and help a few to find glorious eternal life as children of God through Jesus Christ our Lord.